Well, what's going on in our text this morning? If you remember, Jesus has just arrived at the temple in Jerusalem. Now, he had been spending a few days off on vacation with some friends of his, Mary and Martha and Lazarus, just prior to this in Bethany. And then he decided it was time to go on to the temple in Jerusalem and see how things were going there. And when he arrived there, he was not a happy camper at what he saw. The first thing he saw was money changers out in the narthex, or temple gardens as they called them then. And he wasn't happy with what was going on there. Now, to give you a little history without making it too long, in those days, it was considered inappropriate when you brought your money for offering to bring the common currency into the temple because it had pictures of kings or noble people, and so the money was therefore paying homage to those people and not to God. And so it was considered inappropriate to bring that currency into the temple, into the house of the Lord. So the plan was to set up tables out in front where you would bring your everyday currency and exchange it for temple money. Okay? Well, then, that in itself is not so bad, but what was happening is if you took $10 and gave it to the money changers, you might get back $7.50 in temple money. So they were making a profit on you. Okay? And it was just, it was like having a circus out in front of the church every Sunday morning or every Sabbath. You know, because the money changers, there were several tables up there and people were crowding in and trying to exchange money and, hey, you only gave me $7.50 instead of $10, you know, and they were wheeling, dealing back and forth, and it was very chaotic conditions, and this is not what Jesus felt. You know, Jesus said, this is not what should be going on in the temple. You know? Secondly, he found the Pharisees, or the Christian leaders, parading around in their long flowing robes. Imagine, if you will, a long white or gold colored robe with lots of glitter on it and things like that. And they were parading around and, oh, look at me. I'm so holy. I know all of God's laws. And I'll tell you. And if you don't know how to live your life, just ask me. Look at me. I'm holier than thou. And what he saw made him want to throw up. You know? Because he could see right through what they were doing to their heart. And if that wasn't bad enough, he then went in and sat down across from where people would bring in their offering. And he noticed that some rich or wealthy people would come in and they'd lay down a big wad of money and, you know, and it wasn't like they'd do it real quietly either. They'd come in and they'd have that $100 bill, and this is not a $100 bill, just pretend that. And they're like, I'm putting my money in the plate, you know. And everybody would see how much they put in there. They were showing off. And then this poor widow woman comes in, and you can probably imagine what she looks like. She doesn't have any money, probably wearing not the latest fashions, no makeup, comes in and puts her two copper coins in the offering. The copper coins were not worth more than maybe a few pennies. And while she was doing that, some of the wealthy people, you know, they were talking behind her, kind of back there in the corner about it. Oh, can you imagine that? Just bringing two copper coins to the temple. What good is two copper coins? I put so much more in there. I mean, you can just hear that, almost hear that. Imagine that conversation going on. God knew what was in her heart. She had given the only money she had. You see, in those days, when you became a widow, there was not much opportunity for you to make money. You couldn't just go out and get a job because it was a man's world. And so if you didn't have a man that was the head of the household providing for you, you were stuck. You know, there was other family maybe that would provide for your needs, but you didn't have a lot of extra. She gave all that she had, the two coins. I know you may be thinking at this time, well, you know, that's pretty interesting, but what does that all have to do with us? What's the point, you know, about all this? Well, What's the bottom line? Well, the bottom line is that Jesus knew what was in their hearts. He knew what was in the Pharisees' hearts and the way they were parading around. He knew what was in the heart of the money changers. And he knew what was in the heart of the widow lady that came forward and gave just her 2 copper coins, the only money she had. And you say, well, this is all nice and well, but what about us, Pastor? We don't wear robes and we don't have money changers out front, thank God. What about us? Where does this fit? Well, you know, Jesus, sometimes when he looks down at us, he sees us and sees that we're blinded by our own robes. You know, we have all this great stuff, right? You know, we have Christian t-shirts we wear, you know, with all the right sayings on there. And we have, what else have we got here? We got Christian neckties that we wear, you know, and crosses. And we got Jesus hats we wear. And we got bumper stickers on our cars, you know. And we walk around and sometimes we get caught up with saying, look at me. I have all the right stuff on. Aren't I just I'm a Christian. I'm a wonderful Christian. Look at me. That's not nice. And look at me. You know, we parade around, don't we? It may not be robes, but we get in danger of parading around and wearing all this stuff. And people come up to us and they say, well, what is that about? And you say, oh, I'm a Christian. If you want to know how to live, just look at me. Look at me. I'm so wonderful. We're blinded by our own robes. You know, we got bumper stickers on our cars. And Jesus stickers on our cars, and we're wearing all this stuff, and yet Jesus sees right through all that to our hearts. Folks, sometimes what he sees makes him want to throw up. It really does. So what are we saying here? Are we saying that Jesus is telling us that we shouldn't wear any of this? That the Pharisees should not wear their robes? No. What he's saying is, if we're going to go out and profess to be Christians, if we're going to wear our Christian t-shirts and wear our bumper stickers on the car, have our bumper stickers on the car that says, honk if you love Jesus or whatever, or those little fish, then we need to be very, very careful about what our motives are for wearing those things and having those things on our cars. We need to be very careful about how we act when we're wearing those things. You know, it doesn't do a whole lot of good, and it's not good advertisement for Christ if we got 50 Jesus stickers plastered all over the back of our car and we're headed out Monday morning to downtown Tallahassee on Tennessee Street and some little jerk cuts us off. You know? And before we know it, birds are flying and tongues are sticking out and we're being all kind of ugly. And people riding by and going, he must have bought that car used with those stickers already on it. You know? Give me a break. Let me share a story with you that kind of cements this point. It's about a woman who had stopped by a bakery on her way to work. You know, some of us like to do that. And I don't have a bakery between home and work now, so maybe that's good. But anyway, she stopped on her way to work at a bakery to pick up some things. And she went to the counter and placed her order and sat at the table. Now, there were already quite a few people in there. There was busy Monday morning, lots going on. And the girl at the counter informed her that they were running a little bit behind, that somebody hadn't showed up for work today. You know the routine. And so it might take a few extra minutes for her to get her order. And the woman said, fine, and as she sat down. But 10 minutes had passed by and she had not received her order yet. And she started to get upset. She started talking loud in the bakery about how lousy the service was and I'll never be back and all this kind of stuff. And she went up repeatedly to the counter to check on her order. And the girl would say, no, it's not quite ready yet. And she'd harass the girl a little bit and give her a hard time and then go plop back down and carry on again. And this went on for a while, and finally a few minutes went by, and her order was finally ready. And she even got a little discount for her trouble, for waiting. That was pretty decent. And as the girl handed her her change and receipt, she noticed a WWJD bracelet on the woman's wrist. And she said, "What is that for? What does that mean? I've seen other people wearing that." Well, the woman, now with a big smile, says, "Oh, well, that means what would Jesus do? And Christians wear those so that they can look at those when they get into a, if they're in a tough predicament or situation, they're reminded to look at those and to stop and think, what would Jesus do in this situation? You know, so that they act accordingly." And the girl said, "Wow, that's really cool. Too bad they don't do it." You know, here she was wearing this bracelet. She wasn't doing a very good job of representing what Jesus would do, was she? And in Matthew, Jesus tells us that all who say, "Lord, Lord," will not enter the kingdom of heaven, regardless of how they see themselves or portray themselves, because God and Christ know what's in our heart. He knows if we're just talking the talk and not walking the walk. He knows. He knows. He knows what our motives are when we give our money, our time, and our talents to the church, to others. He knows if we're doing that to show off or if we're doing that to glorify Him. Because He knows what's in our heart. Now, keeping all this in mind, I want to ask you, when we're wearing all the Christian stuff, the crosses, and we got the stickers plastered all over the back of our car and all that, and somebody comes up to us and says, "That's pretty cool. What's that all about?" Do we still want to say, "Look at me"? Or perhaps do we want to say, "Yes, let me tell you about my Jesus. Let me tell you what the Lord did for me. Let me explain to you what this meaning on this shirt is about." You know? Lift Him up, not us. Glorify God, not us. Jesus knows what's in our hearts. He knows. And I believe He's asking each one of us to take a moment today, hopefully, and examine our own hearts to find out what's in our hearts. What's in your heart? In my heart. Maybe as you come to the altar this morning and take your communion, that might be a good time to do a little self-examination. What's my motives for being here? What's my motives for wearing my Christian shirt? And how have I been acting when I go out with my WWJD bracelet on or my bumper stickers on my car? My little fishes on the car. How have I been asking? How have I been acting? What are my motives for that? What are my motives for the time and the money and the talents that I give to the church? What are my real motives for that? In your heart. Will you pray with me? Father God, we just pray that You will open our eyes to what's in our heart, Lord. That You will just show us. Help us to see what our motives really are and help us to clean up what needs to be cleaned up. Father, we do try to be in the right mind and have the right heart. But we do, on a regular basis, get confused and fall short of Your glory. Father, we just ask You to come into our hearts today and to help us to have the right motives and to remind us to lift You up in all that we do and say. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.